Heaven today.
Michael Hayden, remember that name? He was the CIA director during the tail end of the Bush administration. He's being sizzling across America, or praised in some quarters. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up on this show, we have the blunder of the day. Also, we're going to take you back in time with some Jimmy Buffett songs. I'm still looking for those parrot heads, because I know there's got to be a few of you out there that know what I'm talking about with this tailgating phenomenon. Jimmy Buffett, he'll be 90 years old, and somehow he'll find a way to get up there, sing, and people will come out to these concerts. I mean, I might be exaggerating a tad, but apparently people just revel in this whole idea of Margaritaville or 5 o'clock somewhere or fins to the left, fins to the right. And maybe that's perfect timing, actually, for it, because maybe we all need a little tailgating of some sort in our life with what's happening economically. Unemployment at 8.5%. All this talk of bailing out yet more companies, and, of course, the bailouts of the banks. Small banks getting the squeeze, feeling like they're being left out. I'll tell you all about that as well when we dive into it. But first, let's start with the man I just mentioned at the top, Michael Hayden. And he said, came out right away when the memos were released, that it was a bad idea for the Obama guys to release the memos that detailed specific things about the torture of the detainees, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, because he was waterboarded 183 times. Specific things that were done and given now, textbook-like, into the hands of what he says are the enemy. The other thing is, of course, now you have this released, and what does it do to the temperature around the world when they look at America? Are we torturers? Do we do what we have to do? You know, you be the judge. But what the Bush administration is saying is, look, there were doctors there, and that's the whole deal. We had doctors on hand to make sure that nobody died, nobody got hurt, whatever, during the procedures that were done. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it every single time I talk about it, I'm going to keep coming back to, does it work? Some people say torture doesn't work. If you were listening the last hour, I gave the analogy of, well, the mafia, cutting off your fingers, breaking your knuckles, going after your family, using threats and physically harming you or your family if you didn't cop up the money or the information or whatever it was that they were looking for. And back in the old days, that worked. So does that not work in interrogation? How do you get information out of somebody who wants to harm Americans or allegedly wants to harm Americans? I mean, connect the dots. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, you can't tell me. I'm sorry, you cannot tell me this guy is innocent. Remember this, all these detainees, their own countries don't want them back. They're going to end up in Virginia or somewhere else in our prison systems. Isolated, certainly, but there nonetheless. So the bottom line is, the Bush memos do suggest that the abuse isn't torture if a doctor isn't there. And the rage lately is some of the specific things that came out, like the amount of times that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded. Or Zebediah, 83 times, he was another detainee with a big link to the goings-on of 9/11. So as Americans, what is it in the future when we know this? Certainly that's not going to be what the current administration is going to do. But where do you house them? What do you do with them? What do you do when you catch somebody that has links to possibly blowing up even more buildings and tunnels and people in your country? You can shoot me an email on that one. or give us a call, but you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or the new 800 number. I think some of you are getting used to it now, 1-800-259-5791. Now, Michael Hayden, here's what he had to say as far as the danger by releasing those memos.
And I realize this is a very, very difficult decision for the president, and I've been told by agency folks that he personally agonized over the decision. But I think on balance, the agency's view, certainly my view, is that on balance, the release of the memos harms American security, and therefore I think the best course of action would have been to have kept them classified. There are a lot of things that governments do that aren't naturally or in the course of events immediately made public. After all, this began life as a covert action whose definition is that the hand of the United States government is never acknowledged and the details of the operation are never revealed. And so I don't think it automatically fits into the class of the American people need to know. But more importantly, the president, when he issued his executive order, tying all American agencies to the Army Field Manual, also launched a six-month study to determine whether or not the Army Field Manual and the techniques, the 19 techniques contained therein, are sufficient in all cases facing the Republic. We're in the midst of that study. To make these techniques public, and Andrea, I must admit, I've not seen the redacted version, so I don't know the final decision. But to the degree to which we make these techniques public, that we tell our enemies the outer limits of American interrogation techniques, it moots the study that the president directed, because it will effectively take these techniques off the table, because our enemy will know all of our approaches to him.
You know, there's an old saying, and it's one that I was thrilled to hear Peggy Noonan was on one of the Sunday shows and said this, and it's so true. Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And I would say in releasing those memos, what good comes of releasing the memos? Why do you do that? Isn't it that you're supposed to defend the country at whatever the task might be? And what is ultimately the cost of letting Taliban-type people, extremists, Al-Qaeda, the bad side of the Hamas thugs? What's the downside of letting them know the techniques like waterboarding? Immediately what came to my mind is, yeah, they could use it on Americans. Do the same thing back, although I believe worse things are done. But, okay, so then just add that to the mix. Are there some things that should be sacred? Do we just send out all our documents and throw them out there and let everybody dissect it, and what will be, will be? How transparent do you think your government needs to be in these cases? You might not completely agree with what the Bush administration did with the, quotes, torture policies, but you got to ask yourself at least that step in releasing them. I mean, I completely agree with Hayden. What are you doing here? What good is this doing? Remember, after September 11th, when everybody was shaking and everybody wanted Osama bin Laden, we were looking in every nook and cranny, right, for anybody that was assimilating. So you're asking the intelligent guys to go out and find the bad guys. How do they find the bad guys? Think about it. It's a great fair or foul. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We'll talk about that and Buffett on the flip side.
I want to know what we're going to do about this.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 protein, superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time to stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will rise.
Yeah, come away with me. That's kind of the feeling of those Jimmy Buffett concerts. I can tell my first one over the weekend in Dallas, Texas. He's had just a couple of stops and he goes all over the country zigzagging here and there and he's done it since the 70s. And I cannot believe how gigantic these concerts are. I mean, I'm going to give you pretty much the lowdown here. Here's the description of a Jimmy Buffett concert. By the way, hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to jump back into torture in just a second. Torture, I guess, of a different kind, if you didn't know what to expect when you hit the Buffett scene, which was me. It's pretty much an all-day deal. You have these parties in these parking lots. You can't even, I've never seen anything like it. You have the popular songs that are pumped out, of course, like 5 o'clock somewhere, Margaritaville, all that stuff. And you have people bringing in blow-up sharks. They dress in Hawaiian shirts and grass skirts and straw hats. And you saw fins and boat drinks and fish. I mentioned the motorized coolers. You have all kinds of blenders going. And I don't think I've seen this many happy people since I was at a kegger party when I was at Ohio University. I mean, tailgating turns the parking lot into the world's largest beach bar, I think is what it is. And I saw so many pirate hats and pirate t-shirts. I saw one I'm going to share with you, and this was so funny. I thought I was dying laughing. It said, this is what it said. It said, Somalia, want a cracker? In honor, of course, of the thugs controlling the Indian Ocean right off there off of Kenya. I thought it was very, very clever. All right, number, let me give you that again. A lot of people hitting me with not knowing what the 800 number is. It was 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Our old buddy Shaky Legs listening to us in Texas. Hey, Shaky Legs, what's going on?
Hello, Ms. Delaney. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we miss you here on the big show. What do you think about this torture stuff is right up your alley?
I don't think it's anything that we didn't know, other than the bug and the thing.
The bug thing. Yeah, you're right.
You know, so, I mean, it was like kind of guess or whatever. You really, really didn't know. But, well, hey, you know, throw some bugs on. Just don't tell them it's poison. You're good to go.
But releasing it, I mean, don't you think in releasing it, it's kind of like tipping our hand to everybody else out there? Like you said, we knew about the waterboarding. We talked about that before. How many times and some of the specifics, no, we didn't know maybe that. But we knew the other things that were being done, the music and the depriving them of food and that kind of stuff. But releasing all the details, it is like a roadmap to what we've done. And I just wonder that it wouldn't be used back on some of the Americans that get captured. But I think they'd even do worse things depending on who we're talking about, don't you?
Yeah, they just chopped their head off. That's what they did before.
Well, yeah, remember poor Daniel Pearl.
I mean,
people forget about that. Here he was, right. A Wall Street Journal reporter. He was duped into going to do an innocent interview with somebody, period. I mean, he's in a dangerous area. Does not matter. He's a journalist. They flat out held him, captive and for the whole world to see, and then cut his head off.
Yeah, but the whole thing, though, is kind of a political thing. You know, you appease people who said they wanted stuff. And then you kind of, other people wash up because these are selected memos. You're not getting the real deal out of all the stuff that had happened. Not even close.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Or, you know, the Justice Department back and forth. That's all it is. So it's kind of like a political thing.
Mm-hmm.
It does, I mean, this is, they let everything you already know besides the one bug thing, I think. A couple of slight things. But the real stuff, they didn't let go.
Yeah, I agree with you. Shaky Legs, thanks. We miss you.
I miss you. You have yourself a great one.
All right, you too. Shaky Legs, of course, going on the world tour of Florida. I should ask him about Jimmy Buffett. He would know all about Jimmy Buffett. Anybody from the great state of Florida realizes what that scene is all about, what I just described to you. And I think he's right that there are other memos that have more gory-ish details or shocking, would blow you away, some of the things that you heard. Not really. But more specifics in some of the memos. Because here's what the memo said, among other things. Interrogation tactics like waterboarding, sleep deprivation, slapping. And what the memo said is they didn't violate laws against torture. That's, you know, period. But then when Obama took office, he said, forget it, we're not going to have any of these techniques. They were all thrown out the window. And I told you the quote earlier specifically to because the techniques undermine what the administration is saying is our moral authority and don't make us safer. And that's the question. Does it make us safer? Who can answer that question unequivocally? Who can tell me that it doesn't make us safer with any kind of interrogation? I mean, it has to be infuriating. Think if you're I don't care who you are, but let's just say you're Bush because you're in office then. And what happens, you're reading to a group of kids. The planes fly into the buildings. The other plane lands in the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Another plane smashes into the Pentagon. People cannot believe that we have been blindsided this way, that people got onto planes, the guys from Saudi Arabia, the jihadists, and got away with this. And, you know, did they get away with it? How do you go after the so-called bad guys? What is it that you do? Then you go after the so-called bad guys, definite bad guys. And you have wanted posters. You've got people trying to learn Farsi, the handful of people that know it. You're trying to gather information from mosques all over the place and everything in between. The guys who assimilated, where do they get the flying lessons? I mean, I don't have to go over the whole history for you. And finally, you have some links to what happened to 9/11. And then how do you get more information about the network? How do you do that? How do you pump information out of a reluctant detainee? And does it work? I mean, that's it. That's the bottom line. We can talk about the New York Times editorial that was pretty sharp of trying to nail and peach Jay Bybee, who was part of this memo, was part of the interrogation techniques. He was one of the guys. and now he's a federal appeals court judge. But he was with Justice, and he wrote one of the memos that actually authorized the techniques that happened. So, of course, I don't know how much he'll survive, because I think there's going to be a real call to go after him. I really do. In fact, I don't think he'll weather it in the end. I really don't. Even though supposedly, okay, we're not going to go after any of the CIA people from before. His name's sitting pretty. It's out there. And if he's a lawyer that was responsible for that kind of advice, and he went, what some people are saying, too far in stretching what the law is, I think that there's going to be people that are going to call for it, and they're going to say, we need to look into this. We need to, even though it's the former president, we need to dive deeper into this. And he may end up putting down the gavel. He might, keep that job. And I agree with, and in the end, here's the deal. I agree with Haidt that the one thing it does is, whether we knew some of the things or not, as it is a national security risk, it is politics at its best. Stepping one way or stepping the other way, it doesn't matter. It is politics, absolutely. But as somebody who has obviously no vested interest in this other than to be an American and to want to see the right thing done, I have to say it was bad politics to release the memos. Because that transparency, what does that do? I mean, obviously, it's, okay, look what the last guy did. Yeah, he screwed us with our world image, but we're a shiny, squeaky clean. We're not going to do that. Here's what the other guys did. And we don't believe in torture in the United States because we're a civilized country. We're moral, as was said, the words that were said. And I'm going to just cry foul to releasing it because it does nothing. But you have Senator Claire McCaskill, you have Lindsey Graham saying the techniques were a mistake. You go back and you're going to have to go after some of these people, even though the president says not to go after these people. And in the end, what does it ultimately gain for anybody? Not really anything. Not really. Not productive. All right, AmericaTonight.net. And again, the 800 number is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming up on the show, I'm going to tell you about the 10. If you're struggling and you're one of the 8.5% of the unemployed, a list, and I think I've even mentioned some of the cities that were on this list before, but a new list is out about the best cities to get jobs. If you can relocate, maybe you kind of live near this area, we'll talk about the best places you can live. I'll give you a hint. One of them, they say, actually, and I'm surprised by this, is Seattle, Washington. We'll have the rest of that list as well, and the blunder of the weekend coming up around the bend here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
I can't believe we drove around all day and there's not a single job in this town. There's nothing, nada, zip. Yeah, unless you want to work 40 hours a week.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
An ode to Jimmy Buffett, crazy parrot heads a la similar to dead heads. What a ritual it is. Hey, everybody, Kate here on America Tonight. Concerts come basically once a year to certain places, stadiums, small stadiums, bigger stadiums, whatever, across the United States and even in Australia and some other places as well. And clearly people are crazy about the whole Jimmy Buffett thing. In fact, the tailgating, I think, has become so big that what you see, you get this one guy singing for 30-some years about living in Margaritaville, drinking boat drinks from the deck of some place where he's sailing, and living in paradise. And somehow this has captivated so many people that you have this phenomenon that continues to grow. I think it seems like it's just getting bigger in some places from what people have told me, because this was just the first time I tripped into, you know, Margaritaville and bumped into all these parrot heads. But it's rampant. Maybe we all need a little bit of that in our lives to just chill. If there's ever time to need Margaritaville, it might be just now. Maybe there is something about this song. Still haven't found that parrot head. Now, I did get an email here from Jack, who's listening to us, KJCE in Austin, and he says, "Oh, Kate, I can't believe you went to a Buffett concert. You seem like such a cool chick. And when you talk about music, you've never talked about Buffett. I'm sorry, but I cannot stand to listen to Jimmy Buffett. It's the one song over and over again. Those people must be stoned out of their minds. Wow. Fighting words for parrot heads. 800-259-5791. If you're a parrot head and have the time to speak up or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Hey, coming up, we have the blunder of the week, as I meant, or blunder of the weekend. But before that, let's talk a little bit more about, not torture, but the Tea Party phenomenon and the controversy now that continues to kick up. Here's a White House spokesperson, or actually Chief of Staff, David Axelrod. Here's what he had to say that upset a few people over the weekend.
I think any time that you have severe economic conditions, there is always an element of disaffection that can mutate into something that's unhealthy.
All right, unhealthy, and that was the key word, the disaffection and unhealthy, calling that or calling the Tea Parties, I guess, basically unhealthy. He kind of backtracked on that a little bit when he was called to the carpet about, wow, are you saying that going out and peaceful protesting and holding some signs about not being happy with the taxation and not being happy with the stimulus and the fact that we have this trillion-dollar debt that just keeps adding up and adding up. I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around the trillions that we now are in the hole for and will be passed on to future generations. So some of what we saw at the Tea Parties absolutely was disorganized. Some of it was completely organized. It just depended on where you were. So, you know, here at the heart of that is, do you think it's unhealthy, America, to express your opinion? If it is, then we should all go home, fold up our chairs, and not protest again. That's completely, to me, anti what America stands for. And I don't know that I'm not going to stick up for him, but I don't think he meant to trip into the word unhealthy. Because it can't be unhealthy if you're expressing what you're feeling. After all, and I said this before, that's what got Obama elected. People not being happy with the 8 years of George Bush, so they were protesting, they were going out to the college rallies, all that other sort of stuff, and certainly playing up, if you want the same, blah, 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 you won't vote in that direction. Well, okay, this isn't about voting or electing someone. This is about taxes. This is about stimulus. This is about bailing people out. It was more than just, it was on tax day, it was called a Tea Party, but many of them were more than just that. And even if they weren't, even if it was just about protesting taxes, and I don't care if you throw statistics out that, oh, 95% of the people really got a tax cut, it doesn't matter. If you want to play the game of politics, David Axelrod, you have to have a thicker skin. And that's the bottom line. Mark is listening to us on WVLK in Kentucky. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Not bad. How are you this morning?
Thanks for the jingle, buddy. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I kind of think the Obama administration is going to take a play out of the book of the Clinton administration. And with this thing with the torture document, they're going to throw something out that's controversial to distract us from something that's even worse that they're doing behind closed doors and they're trying to keep quiet. The Clintons were notorious for doing that, and I think Obama's just going to do the same thing.
Yeah, it would be a good distraction because, see, you can pin the torture. I mean, it's kind of a two-pronged thing. You pin the torture on Velasquez and say, listen, this is outrageous. Look how many times in the memo it's released that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded, and this is what they said. There was someone there, a medical person there. So you're right. You can focus on that as the distraction. But then also say, but hey, we're not going to prosecute anyone that was connected to it. We're just going to move forward. So you're right. So that gives you a two-pronged attack on the distraction level. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And that's what Lewinsky was with the Clintons, and I'm sure we'll see a number of instances with that with Obama.
Yeah. I agree. Absolutely. Nice. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Good call by Mark in the sense that that could be what the play calling is from the administration because it is politics. I mean, I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat, if we ever had an independent in the White House, the people around you, what is the key thing? What do the people around the president want to see? Do, do, do. We'll pretend it's Jeopardy. They want to see their guy get reelected again. Clinton. Bush, this last Bush. Not the first one, because, of course, Clinton knocked him off, much to the chagrin, of the Mary Matlin types, etc., because they were couldn't believe that they had been beaten by Clinton. Remember that whole thing about read my lips, no more taxes? Well, that sunk that ship, didn't it? And so certainly this could be what we see here. It's a good distraction. Hey, we're all about being transparent, and this is what happened before. Here's all the details. Let's throw out the meat. And we know people are going to say that this is just ridiculous, that we can't be like, you know, we're the United States. We can't be like other countries. And then there'll be people that will say, well, what do you want us to do? Like I was saying, okay, so what is it that you do? But the bottom line is it does create a distraction, right? Some people will say, well, what's the Constitution? What does that mean? If that's what was going on. What is it that you do? But here's what I would say. If we go a little bit deeper as to just the idea of the torture thing, think of beheading foreign journalists, Daniel Pearl. How about hanging people for all kinds of reasons, including, oh, they might be gay? How about dropping poison gas on thousands of your own people? How about launching rockets from elementary schools? How about strapping bombs to teenagers and sending them into hotels and restaurants? Mm-hmm. Think about that. I mean, what's the definition of torture? Right? Think about previous wars. Did we torture Nazis? As somebody else said to me, did we torture the Japanese? Certainly they wanted information there. Okay. But here's the major, major difference, other than Pearl Harbor. What happened on 9/11? That's the thing. Either way, Mark might have just pegged it in a nutshell. Every administration has to have their distractions. And this is a good one, because some of it will go back on Obama for not prosecuting. There's a lot of criticism over Obama's decision not to prosecute the CIA agents. But then in some cases, in some circles, he looks good because, you know, he's saying, hey, that was a previous administration. It's not fair to go back. It's not fair. We're releasing these details. We want you to know that we're not about torture, but nothing's gained by going back and laying blame for what happened in the past, even though we're showing you all this stuff. And that part of it is kind of backfiring. MSNBC's Keith Olbermann, who couldn't be more left of left, said that Obama was wrong. And he's not the only one who feels that way, that somebody should be punished for, you know, what happened. Human rights groups, Amnesty International. And there's another group called the Center for Constitutional Rights. Oh, they have been so outspoken. Absolutely. And we haven't seen the last of this. But you release these documents, and then you talk about the torture. And so what does it do? Does it ruin the legacy of Bush? Does it create a bigger distraction ultimately? Does it give the playbook to Hamas guys, other guys assimilating in the United States, so-called terror cells that we've had information on, where people have been busted up and all that sort of stuff? I got to think it probably does a little bit of all of those things. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, the blunder of the weekend, coming up around the bend as well.
You have sealed your fate.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them.
There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I know. We could have gone the way of David Axelrod. Yeah, we could have done the Tea Party thing. And so that was the blunder of the weekend. But no, that's not where we're going here on America Tonight. Ultimately, the Queen, who talked about virginity in one of her all-time biggest hits, that is the blunder of the weekend. And why is it the blunder of the weekend? Well, the reason why is because, do we care? Do you know this was the lead story? Not on the Show Business Tonight, Entertainment Tonight's, Access Hollywood's. Of course they're going to do it, the TMZ's. No, mainstream media. The second she fell off the horse, I got a Twitter from somebody. Madonna's fallen off a horse. Well, what happened? So I'm thinking it's something serious. No, it turns out this is what happened. Madonna was in the Hamptons over the weekend. Oh, how sad. And she somehow took a tumble when she was trotting along on her horse. Now, they're saying, Madonna's spokesperson, Liz Rosenberg, is saying that the horse was spooked by the paparazzi. If the horse was spooked by the paparazzi, shame on the flashbulb idiots. You don't want to hurt the horse. It's one thing to try to capture Madonna, but give me a break. Anyway, the accident happened when the horse she was riding was startled. supposedly somebody jumped out of the bushes to take a picture. And she was visiting a bunch of friends, and she suffered minor injuries and bruises. They took her to a hospital. She was released. She's being monitored by the doctors. And right there on Newsday, Sunday, and they had a photographer that was there, and it said, the material girl and Like a Virgin singer fell. And so there they were, the guy, I guess, at the Klein House in the Hamptons, which is a just basically a rich and famous gathering spot. And there was some kind of a tip that Madonna was in the Hamptons, and so there was your Newsday guy who was there with the, ready for the big old headlines, I guess. And so she fell. He got the picture, or thought he got the picture, I guess. But they had the story anyway on it. So second time she's fallen from a horse, this got more coverage than the first time. And if you remember, the first time she did it, she cracked a couple of ribs, broke a collarbone, so it was serious, and hurt her hand. And she was on The Late Show with David Letterman, and they rode horses out to outside of the studio. It was kind of like a gag. It was the first time that she had jumped back on a horse or something. So, but the last time was pretty serious. To me, this is the blunder. Where's that live audience? Do they care about Madonna and the horse? Do they think this is the lead story? Yeah. We didn't give them enough coffee. They don't like it either. Yeah. Anything she does makes news. If she adopts another child in a place that we can't pronounce, and she just was denied another adoption that she went after, or whether or not she is divorcing Guy Ritchie and he's getting a settlement of $76 million or $92 million or whatever. Anything she does, I guess, will forever and ever make news, but that's why it's the blunder. Because there's so many other things that we could be talking about. But because Madonna made news, yeah, it was worth mentioning it. We had a giggle anyway, right? I hope you had a giggle. Hey, if you like what we do on the show, or you hate what we do on the show, or you have a recipe for pound cake, and I can't find a good one, send it to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Of course, you can always chime in on the show, like Mark just did a while ago, listening to us on WVLK, and you jingle this number, 800-259-5791. We'll all get used to it, I promise. 800-259-5791. Pretty much we've been talking about the torture memos and the reaction to the torture memos, and is it a political ploy, and ultimately what do you accomplish by releasing them, and you just set off a chain of discussion that goes round and round. And I'll tell you, the one guy, though, is the judge who was the lawyer who crafted some of the memos speak. I would think that if they're going to go after a scapegoat, he's the guy that they're going to go after. Because already when the New York Times is screaming these headlines, impeach the torture memo author, you know when these details come out about the waterboarding of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed 183 times and Abu Zubaydah 83 times, and then some other details about being stripped naked or walling or, you know, whatever they are, that there are going to be enough people that are going to push the rallying cry and saying, you know, we don't do that in this nation, and, you know, we have the guy right here in our grasp that we can go after. Sure, the administration says don't go after the people in the CIA who did this in the past, but Jay Bybee, I'm thinking with the ugly headlines, it's going to be a tough road for him because now he is infamous. He wasn't in the shadows. Now his name is clearly out there. I wonder how he feels about that, because it makes it pretty clear that he wrote them, and now he's a federal judge, and he was the guy arguing for the legality of torture. So you got Senator Claire McCaskill, for one, who kind of kicked the door open to saying, yeah, we might pursue some kind of action on this. And she's not the only one. So this judge is in the soup now because of the released memos. Hey, coming up later this week, too, by the way, Governor Rick Perry is going to join us on the show. Can't wait to talk to Perry. John is listening to us in Texas on KJCE. Hey, John, how are you? Oh, we missed John. Sorry about that. Call us back, and we'll give you a free pass. That just basically means if we know we already said your name, so if you call back in, we'll get you on. Promise. It's interesting because the governor was out at one of the tea parties in Austin, and now people are saying, yeah, you know what, that's just politics too, saying that you're going to secede from, you know, the rest of the United States because, hello, that's not possible to do if you go back and you look at the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. But then somebody in Texas will tell you, well, I don't know does that really apply to Texas? It brings up an interesting conversation, doesn't it? So I can't wait to dive into that. Here's what I said. This is a way for certainly Rick Perry to get some national attention, and he did. A lot of people were intrigued by what he had to say, and of course, because it was the Tea Parties, and this was a couple days really before that he was talking about what's going on in Texas, and we're not getting the action from our government that we need. So hang on here a second. I got a little cough. Do we have some musical interlude? Do we have the crowd, perhaps a little applause? Yeah, that water spiked with Crystal Light will do it to you, I swear, every single time. Yeah, it's called a cough button, but it's Crystal Light. It's just damaging. Anyway, got another quick email here. This from Joe listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. Joe says, thumbs up, Kate. I think you're absolutely right about the torture memos. What good does it do? It happened already. Whether you think it's torture or not torture, don't you only endanger other people who might be in the spy game in Afghanistan, in Baghdad, in other areas where they would be vulnerable? Well, here's the thing. If you get caught in those areas, they're going to, you know, they're going to torture you anyway. But it's true. I think it does make us much more vulnerable by releasing them. I just don't see the value in it. And I guess that's where you have to decide what should be kept secret, what shouldn't be kept secret. We live in a democracy. How much do you need to know? All that sort of stuff. Hey, it is one-liner Monday. You can try this at home, but I can't guarantee you're going to get a great reaction. Ready? How do you get four suits for a dollar? Buy a deck of cards.